Our six-story child, woman and child care center, which is a center for women and children, was bombed and totally destroyed. Our medical center in Khuza, totally destroyed. The preschool that we look after here in Khuza, totally destroyed. Our three desalination plants, totally destroyed. Trying to get aid in now, all no medical teams are allowed, because my team's on the border right now in Egypt. No medical teams are allowed in. Every hospital, 35 of them, have been virtually non-functional, destroyed, bombed, attacked second time. 10,000 bodies are lying under the rubble. There's danger of spread of infection and contamination, spread of cholera, hepatitis A, skin infection, chest infection. There's 90% of sewage is gone. 90% of the people in Gaza are drinking sewage contaminated water, which spreads the disease, and more people will die from disease than from the bombs. This one country that couldn't keep the lights on, can't deliver water, has all kinds of problems, has stood out for the whole world in terms of human rights and humanity and justice. So a direct call to the ANC, very careful about what coalitions, what partnerships you make, because we cannot stop this process. There's been no government, no institution more brave than what South Africa has done.
My grandfather used to always say that as far as there is one single human being suffering in the world, our work is far from over. So allow me to not praise a fish for swimming and say that as much as we applaud our government and His Excellency President Ramaphosa for having taken the Zionist usurping entity to the ICJ, it is our duty.